This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Amid continuing internal feuds and a pending federal investigation, the State Ethics Commission on Thursday voted unanimously to bring in what might be called an overseer. Attorney Robert Constantine is a former administrative law judge with the state workers' compensation system, a one-time insurance lobbyist at the state capitol, and he also formerly held several insurance-related posts in what was then called the Comptroller General's Office. Mr. Constantine, welcome. Good to have you.
Nice to talk with you, Dennis.
The formal name of the Ethics Commission is the Government Transparency and Campaign Finance Commission, although just about everybody calls it the Ethics Commission. And one of the commissioners, Heath Garrett, described the current state of the commission as, in his words now, a legal morass. Do you think that's an accurate description?
Of course, I haven't been down there and know what I've been told by commissioners and also reading in the media and the press, but basically it seems like they're focusing more on things outside of the commission and really are so, as Commissioner Garrett said, involved in a legal morass. And my job is to go down there, try to assess the situation and advise the commission on things that might need to be changed. There's so much internal confusion and conflicts, and also with the media attention and the subpoenas, et cetera, that they basically are not being able to do their job effectively. And my job, as I understand it, would be to go down there, find out the situation, and try to have them begin doing what their job is, and that is to run the Ethics Commission.
But in order to do that, do you even know at this point what the scope of your duties would be or how much power you'll have to sort of bring things into shape?
Of course, I've only read the statute and the provisions that allow them to hire me. My understanding is I have broad authority, and at any point in time I feel like that it's not being done correctly, I will go to the board and get some, go to the commissioners and get further directions. But I think I have broad authority to determine what's wrong with the situation, try to evaluate the quality of the work, and to the extent that I find things that are problems, try to help them correct those.
Well, as if, for instance, do you have the power to hire and fire staffers?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think if I felt like the staffers were not doing a correct job, then I would make recommendations to the board, and that would be a decision that would be made by the commission or by the executive director. I'm assuming that whatever decision is made at this point in time, at least, would have to be approved by the commission.
Because the executive director, Holly LaBerge, told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that she will report directly to the board, and she was quoted as telling the paper, "I did not ask for any of this." Do you expect her, though, to report to you or at least communicate with you?
Yes, I expect that she'll communicate with me. I understand that I'm free to talk with her and discuss everything with her that I feel is appropriate.
Have you spoken with her yet?
I talked with her briefly to introduce myself, but it was a brief conversation. And probably prior to the time that I begin, I think I'll go down there and meet the people to make them feel comfortable and to enable me to do my job better.
Did you get the impression in your brief conversation with her that she was willing to cooperate with you or to report to you in any way?
She said she would give me total cooperation and be willing to work with me on trying to have the commission do its job properly.
One of the other parties involved in sort of this internal battle is staff attorney Elizabeth Murray Obertien, who has charged that Ms. LaBerge bragged that the governor owed her for the dismissal of some of the more serious ethical allegations against his 2010 campaign. Now, this is something, of course, that Ms. LaBerge has denied, but have you spoken with Ms. Murray Obertien?
No, I haven't had an opportunity to do that. I just got a call from the executive director and her assistant introducing themselves, and what I'm going to try to do and would have done today if I had the opportunity to was to go down and meet them informally, meet all of them, because I understand there is some internal confusion, and I don't want any of them to feel like they're not being given the proper attention.
Will you be working directly on producing the documents from the 2010 Nathan Deal campaign that were reportedly subpoenaed by federal investigators?
I think those are subpoenas that were sent to the individuals. At this point in time, I'm not aware that I would be involved in that. They are all represented by counsel, and I'm assuming their counsel would recommend their appropriate course of action.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. They were subpoenaed as individuals, but those documents, presumably at least some of them, would also be the property of the commission. So do you know what your role would be, if any, in producing those documents for the feds?
Well, I think I would make sure the commission produces the documents that are appropriate, that are available and are within the scope of the requests by the investigators.
One of the allegations, though, and this from a former computer specialist, was that he was ordered to destroy documents. Are you specifically going to be looking into whether that allegation is true, or is that something you'll leave to the federal investigators?
I think my job is to go down there and determine what the situation is like, try to eliminate some of the internal problems as best as possible, determine the level of work and the quality of the work being done, and yes, I think I would make sure that whatever information was requested was provided.
If someone is reluctant, or if you feel that someone is reluctant to produce whatever documents might be required, do you feel that you have the authority to make that happen somehow?
The board has given me the authority to do what is necessary to make the office function properly. And yes, I think if to the extent that things were requested by outside parties, subpoena or otherwise, I think I would request an opportunity to look at those before they're sent to make sure that the proper documents are sent.
Have you spoken with the governor's office at all?
No.
Do you plan to?
I have not been contacted by the governor's office, and because of the fact that he's being investigated, I think it would not be appropriate for me to do that at this time.
As far as I understand, the extent of your term right now is between January and May. Is that correct?
That is correct.
We're coming up on an election year. There are going to be primaries early this year in May, so there'll be a lot of campaign finance disclosures filed. Are you and the commission going to be able to do the work of keeping track of all of the disclosures and all of the inevitable campaign ethics complaints that come in an election year and investigate them in a timely manner?
I think one of the things that's been a problem is that the commission lacks the funding to the extent that they feel they need to be able to do their job properly. And at this point in time, I understand this is the limits of their budget authority for me to work with them, and whether they can get that extended is a matter for the General Assembly.
Do you plan, though, to talk to state lawmakers and say, hey, look, we have a huge job here, and we're going to need some money if we're going to do it?
I'm not sure that I'll be requested to do so. I'll respond to anyone that requests to the extent in the event that I need to go down to, or I'm asked to come down to a committee hearing, I think I would probably be required to register just to make sure it's appropriate and would answer whatever questions are asked of me.
What would you say to somebody who says, hey, the Ethics Commission itself was supposed to be an independent outside body to investigate and resolve ethical questions? What does it say about the system that they need another outside person to watch them?
My understanding is that they have a limited amount of budget for someone to come in. The statute gives them the authority to hire such consultants or individuals they feel are appropriate to do their duties. From what I know of the individuals on the commission, they're highly responsible and ethical and qualified people, but they're volunteers, and they're not down there full-time. So I think what they want me to do is give them an independent assessment. They've also asked the state auditor to review everything. So I think they just want somebody who can go down and spend a significant amount of time and let them know specifically what problems need to be addressed.
And what would you say to someone who says, oh, all right, Mr. Constantine, how independent can you be?
I think I can be totally independent. My job is to analyze the situation and give them my advice as an independent outside party.
What would you say to people who say, look, you know, after all of the revelations and so forth that we've had over the years, that, you know, our ethics system is broken and just really needs fixing because there's a crisis of confidence in it?
I don't think there should be a crisis of confidence in the sense that you have very qualified ethical people on the commission. Whether or not additional legislation is needed is something that, if I feel is appropriate, will recommend to the commission that they seek from the General Assembly. Basically, my understanding was several years ago, much of their authority was taken away and also their funds to be able to do their job appropriately. And to the extent I feel like changes are needed, I'll recommend to the commission that they seek approval from the General Assembly for additional funds, people, and enforcement authority.
So have you been able to determine to your own satisfaction whether or not this is an agency with authority but no enforcement powers?
I was only hired yesterday, and my total involvement is reading the statutes plus what I read and hear in the media. My understanding was that several years ago, a great deal of their powers were taken away from them. As I understand it, Chairman Wilkinson in the House and the Senate put some legislation in several years ago that has beefed up the enforcement authority, and specifically, as of January 1st, the commission will have the authority again to do rulemaking, which would allow them to bring more clarity to the things that they do. But I understand that the legislation that was passed by Chairman Wilkinson was good legislation, but I honestly have not had a chance to review it in detail.
Do you think you'll be able to sort things out in a way that will allow the commission to do its job again in the time that you have between now and May?
I really can't determine that definitely without going down there and assessing the situation, but I feel that I can do it within a reasonable period of time, and whether or not from January to May is enough, I don't know until I get down there and find out what's going on. I think that in the recent past, most of the focus has been on the conflicts within the board and the outside investigations. Hopefully, we will be able to go and focus on improving their ability to do their job, and with the media's assistance, have the opportunity to do that.
Attorney Robert Constantine is the new consultant to the Government Transparency and Finance Commission, often called the State Ethics Commission. Mr. Constantine, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Dennis, and call me anytime you think I can be helpful.